Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Ta-da!
It's like we're presenting something to them.
Look what I have, a precious peculiar portion.
Isn't it weird?
Oh, do you think that's what was in Marcellus Wallace's briefcase in Pulp Faction?
Right, is that where it shined?
The golden glow. It's like, it's Simon's peculiar portion.
It's a copy of the Metro. There's some weird story on it. About a penguin shitting in the mouth of a seal.
That is not the story.
What is it?
That is not the story we're doing today. Person dressed up as Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, really, it's not really. They're just wearing a mask of Sonic the Hedgehog. They rob a bank. This is literally the whole story. Someone wearing a Sonic...
People are robbing banks in 2022. Aren't there better ways to make money? Crypto bros. Just do a little crypto scam. That's the way.
Maybe, you know, because there's been a dip recently.
So the crypto bros are having a hard time.
This video's coming out in like 2 months
it's
from now.
It's gone up massively.
No, there's been another dip. There's been a second dip. Florida Credit Union Assistant Vice President of Branch Operations.
That's what you get. Sure.
Can you imagine? Has he got that on his business card?
Florida Credit Union Assistant Vice President of Branch Operations, and his name's Brian.
Brian Leatherman. Yeah.
No one was hurt. There was no damage to the building or windows, and no money was stolen.
No money was stolen? What kind of a fucking bank robbery is that? This isn't a bank robbery. This is literally, this story is man wears Sonic the Hedgehog mask, walks into a bank, and nothing happens.
Yep. Well, we assume he tried to rob it, but due to the fact that bank is 2022, first of all, I don't really think they have much money in banks these days, at least not easily accessible. I don't remember the last time I, like, went to a bank.
Hey, Lewis.
And got some money out. What?
This thought of something funny, Lewis. Do you think he had, like, you know, like his brother or a friend in the getaway car outside? And the reason he's wearing the mask is because he wanted to, you know, have the hold all stuff with the money, jump in the passenger seat of the car, and then turn to his friend and say, "We've got to go fast!"
But his brother's dressed as Knuckles.
Oh, my God.
And they got tails in the back.
"I'm Knuckles the Echidna, but you can call me Knuckles."
Let's not go into
this. "I had a cloaca with just a single opening."
Well, yeah, we won't go into...
"Dr. Eggman is trying to steal the Master Emeralds."
Yeah, it's good.
"I keep the shards of the Master Emeralds in my cloaca, which is a single urogenital opening."
It's good to know.
"Used for both peeing and
for
expelling feces."
He tells you this every time. I don't know why. Why do you do this? Why are you like this?
You just mentioned Knuckles the Echidna.
It's like a tick.
Just imagine if Idris Elba walked in. I would have to say the copypasta to him.
Which one?
What?
The Knuckles the Echidna one.
Yeah, because he's being he's Knuckles. In the
movie?
Yeah, in Sonic the Movie 2.
Is that why you didn't get James Bond?
Yeah, he was too busy.
He was like, sorry.
Barbara Broccoli was there, and she was like, oh,
who the
Idris,
fuck is Barbara Broccoli?
She's like in charge of James Bond.
Her name's
franchise.
Barbara Broccoli?
Yeah.
After the vegetable?
No, after her father, Cubby.
Cubby Broccoli.
I'm not making this up.
What?
I'm not making this up.
There's a man called Cubby Broccoli.
No, he's dead.
Well, he was a man who owned James Bond. What about Ian Fleming?
Rights.
What happened to Ian Fleming?
I don't know. He's dead as well.
Yeah. I'm interested. Never mind. Please carry on.
So Idris Elba, he walks into the meeting.
He's in here. Hi. That's how he sounds. He's not very, he doesn't say much.
The only Interstellar impression I can do is when he's playing Luther, he just shouts. That's all I can do.
No!
That's it. That's all I can do.
That's actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That brings back memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Could have been 007.
Could have. Like,
I'm really sorry. I've got this amazing role lined up.
Yeah.
I'm playing Knuckles the Echidna in the sequel to the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. The mix between CG and live action.
And they were like, okay, fair enough.
Would you like to see my cloaca? The subject, believed to be male by their tone of voice, wearing a Sonic the Hedgehog mask.
I think this is just a story that has been repeated over and over again throughout the years. Whatever masks you can buy
Taylor's
cheap.
All this time.
Whatever mask you can buy over the years, whether it's a Nixon mask or one of those ones from Anonymous or one of the ones, you know, from the Guy Fawkes mask, you know.
Yeah.
Or,
so they just had loads of them in the shop because of the movie.
It's whatever is on sale at the moment gets used for bank
robberies. Because he obviously needs money, so he's not going to spend a lot of money on a mask.
Yeah, and the balaclava's too scary.
Because he didn't even have a gun. He didn't have money for a gun. He had a hammer. And he showed them the hammer. Give me the fucking money now.
Or I'm going to
hammer...
Nail a painting.
Glass that's separating you and me.
It's bulletproof glass.
Yeah, it's bulletproof. Not hammer-proof, is it, though?
I didn't think of
that.
I mean, I don't know. You have to be pretty desperate to do this, right? Was he trying to get arrested? This is sometimes the thing that's happening.
I don't think so, because he ran. He fled the scene.
If you wanted to get arrested, would you do it?
I think I'd probably kill a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean...
Definitely go to prison, wouldn't you?
No, but...
And be like, but...
I don't know if you want to go to prison.
The kid was a dick anyway. They wouldn't, like...
Which kid?
Say that, would they? I don't know.
You're gonna have to
I'm not going to name a kid, am I?
No, but then you're going to have to do research to find which kids are dicks and then kill one which is a
dick. No. I'm saying that, you know, in court or whatever, they wouldn't be like, oh, there's mitigating circumstances, though. The kid was a dick. The kid was like, oi, Diggy! Diggy, old sing me a fucking song around Diggy Old! When Shelly Rizra fell 43 coming out, you They're not going to do that, are they?
No, because they would let you off in that case.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want. Well, no, you do. You just wanted to be arrested, not in prison for life, I assume.
I don't know. You all you said was, what would you do to get imprisoned?
I said arrested.
Arrested. Oh, shit. Oh, I took things too far.
You did. You went like...
Oh, now I kill a kid. Lewis.
I can get you off. Got a great lawyer.
Where's my phone? It's in my pocket.
I'll throw it out the window. That'll destroy the evidence.
Lewis, I did a bad thing.
Simon, what, again?
Lewis, help.
You've eaten them all?
Help. I like how I got my phone out and you just...
You've eaten them all?
I don't need a prop.
I'm a professional method actor.
You're a what?
Professional method actor.
Professional. You can't even speak. What kind of a fucking actor are you? I'm a Miss Brindley.
What? Just abandon the skit.
No. I'm doing the same thing. I don't need a real phone because I'm a better actor than you.
So what have you done with all the cakes? That was for the children.
Killed the kid.
What do you mean?
I killed him like a kid.
How did you?
He was going on about Johnny Rizrabel.
How did you do it?
I just saw red. I kicked his fucking head in.
You beat him to death.
With my foot, yeah.
With your apple shoes.
Oh my God. Got a bunch of marbles, put him in a sock, tied it closed, and bashed him over the head with it.
Where is he now? Where's his body?
He's in the back garden.
Where are you?
In my house.
What was he doing in your back garden?
I put a painting of a clown in there to... I don't know why. And then I saw a kid appeared. He was holding a balloon.
Well, this is. I don't. Okay, listen. We can fix this. Have you got a blanket?
No.
Or a sheet?
No.
Or some. You haven't got a sheet?
No, I don't use them.
How do you sleep?
I just use a towel.
Okay. Get a towel.
It's too small. It's more like a flannel.
Gosh, this isn't helpful at all.
I know, I'm sorry. I got bin liners, will they do?
Sure, get some toilet roll as well. Wrap him up like a mummy.
Okay.
We'll disguise him as an ancient Egyptian burial.
Oh, and then I phone the police and I say, oh, I found a mummy in my garden.
Yeah.
And then, like, literally 15 seconds after they arrive, they arrest me.
Yes. And that's what you were hoping for, I
yeah.
assume.
Yeah, yeah. What a wonderful story.
God. I just, the image of you sleeping on your bed underneath, like, completely nude, only, like, a tiny square of flannel covering you.
It's on my face, Luke. It's not even on my dick and balls. It's on my face. Our next story, on another topic. Well, it's related. It's about crime.
Right.
This is the crime episode. It's crime very, news.
It's very sad, but also exciting.
I mean, this might
dun,
bring...
Dun, 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 dun. It's very crime... Sorry, crime news.
That sounded a bit like...
I know,
Lord
I went into
Rings.
A bit of fantasy. Let's, yeah. Please carry on.
So, identity fraud, okay? It's a very serious crime.
Very common.
It's very common.
People will want to grab up and steal your identity, buy
yeah,
things.
I'm identity fraud.
Yeah.
I like eating Greggs. Very common.
Oh, I see. No, I mean, yeah, it's obviously...
I'm putting my feet up on the table and I've got shoes on. That's how common it is.
It is. It happens. It can happen to you.
No.
You're right, yeah. Someone Please. Could become the new Simon Lane.
There already isn't another Simon Lane.
Is there?
Yeah. Here he
Who
is.
Who is it?
It's this guy. When you Google Simon Lane, you see this man.
Right, and what?
This is going to be really weird if Alex doesn't edit this in.
What about him? Has he taken over your personality?
He's taken over. I think all those big deals, some you know, the big companies, they're all going to him because they think he's me. Because I'm not getting them.
I see.
I'm not getting them. That
does explain a lot. Leave
this out. That deal, I was going to have that. That's gone. Someone else is doing that.
Right. I didn't know you were into.
Please bleep out the name of the game.
I didn't know you were into that game.
I love it.
Do you? All the stuff with...
Thanks, Kyber. I've been practicing.
You've triggered my
anything.
Trap card.
There's loads of Kybers in many different IPs.
So what? You think your identity is already lost?
Yeah. Simon Lane.
Irretrievable.
Stealing it. He's probably got like, you know, he's probably sat in like one of those really expensive gamer chairs. Like the Hello Kitty Razer one. He sat in that. It's like, this is comfortable.
So is this like two people sharing the same person now?
He's not like my evil doppelganger. He's just a man that has my name.
Well, I guess he is though, isn't he? Like...
He doesn't even look like me.
Do you get to be him?
Do you think this man looks like me?
What was he called before he stole your identity?
He's always been Simon Lane.
Oh, I see. But I'm talking about someone who's stolen...
Do you not know the guy I'm talking
about?
No. Are you fucking kidding me?
Is he more famous
it's
than you?
It's become a bit of a meme. That guy.
Oh, that guy. Not that guy.
That fucking guy.
Not that guy.
That guy. Simon Lane.
But he's always been the knockoff Simon Lane.
No, it's my details, and then it's my picture when you click on this.
No, but he's always...
It goes to me, but it's his picture.
No, but that's... Remember, we did an article. I did an article. There was an
That's
article
not
done.
Me, Lewis. That's not my photo.
I know, but
that's
they put...
Simon Lane.
They put that photo in for you one time.
This is the Simon Lane. He's a pianist.
Is he? Don't call him that. I'm sure he's quite a nice man.
Simon Lane, look, he's got a website.
site cannot be reached. That surprises me so little.
Well, you should hone in on his thing. Pianizing.
Pianism. I should be a pianism. Pianism.
Well, you're close already.
Yeah.
So, it's only a few letters difference.
I'm very good at handling large instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Getting my fingers all over them.
Fingering is an important part of pianism.
Identity fraud.
Indeed.
Do you remember?
It's a threat to all of us.
It's a threat to, I don't know,
use
society.
Two-factor authentifications.
So there's a man who attempting to commit identity fraud. He had a passport photo, a fake passport, and this is the picture that he used on his passport.
It looks a lot like Justin Bieber.
It does look quite a lot like Justin Bieber.
And the date of birth is 1967.
1967, and it's like a 20-ish year old Justin Bieber.
It's astonishing, in fact. I'm very impressed that he managed to...
I hate that they've left the little thing on the screen, the little cursor thing is on there, right?
What, on the picture itself?
Yeah.
Oh. So the picture of Justin Bieber has a little magnifying glass icon in his hair in the picture. Sure.
Do you think the guy looked like Justin Bieber at all? Probably not going to see what he looks like, are we?
Did he just pick a generic... Did he just type face into Google? And that was the thing that came up.
White man face.
White man face. That's what he wanted.
I mean, we could do it and see if Justin Bieber comes up. Okay, so I think this is like a picture of like the most generic man ever.
Right. Sure.
Look how white he is. It's very white.
He's almost a ghost.
I can't see Justin Bieber.
They have, I mean, Googling... White man's face.
Man. Look how handsome he is.
It's a lot of...
Lovely bearded
very...
man.
It's not Justin Bieber, though, anywhere.
Can't see him. I can't see him.
Do you mean, though, could it be...
There's a kappa.
Yeah, could it be just a...
Look how high quality that kappa is. Holy shit.
It's like 1080p.
I've never seen it that big before.
Did he want to get arrested? Is this the situation?
Oh, God, here we go again. This is like your fucking theory.
Was he just hoping that they would let it through? Like, oh, no, it looks too much effort. Like, he's actually... It's not like he's fucked it up real bad.
It's not like he handed over, like, a scrap of paper.
He didn't, like, draw it by hand.
Crayon.
Do you know what I mean?
Writing.
Which I'm sure has been done.
Yeah, probably.
You know, people have given over a piece of A4 paper they've printed out that says... My mum said I could use this as a passport. He's been a very good boy. What? You know, like when you get your mum to give you permission for something. Do you not still do that?
No, I'm 43.
It's useful.
Don't really have to get my mum's permission to do things.
Opens a lot of doors. Is what
not for like the last 5 years or so. I've not needed that.
No.
No.
Well, you never know when you're going to get into trouble. So, yeah. It does seem unusual. It's unclear what made the mystery passport holder think they could pose as the Yummy Singer.
The Yummy Singer. I guess that's a song named Yummy that he did.
Okay.
Yummy song by Justin Bieber. No idea that was a thing.
No, but...
No idea.
Good to know.
All I know is... Baby,
are you trying to steal his identity now?
Hello, I'm Justin Bieber. Canadian, right?
He is Canadian.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably how he sounds.
Yeah.
I've never heard him speak.
No, I don't think I have
Only
either.
Sing.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I've got no idea what Justin Bieber's voice sounds like.
He probably doesn't speak to anyone because he's so stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
And they'd instantly just be turned off.
You think he's stupid?
Yeah.
Do you know how much he's worth? Literally
loads.
$2 million Canadian dollars. Right?
Why didn't he pick... Anyone that looked vaguely like him. I reckon you could Google around
him.
You could find
like,
someone.
I reckon he does look like Justin Bieber.
Look, you could Google your name, find someone who looks like you, and use that as a fake photo.
Do you? Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay. All right. I've still got airplane mode on.
I'm just saying that
you can. I'm going to show you the picture. How hard is it? Uber. Okay.
That's you in The Sims?
No, that's me in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay. You look a bit like Chris Yules there.
Does look like Chris Yules, but it's red-haired man wearing glasses with a beard.
I reckon that, like...
I literally have been using that for several years on Uber, and I've never had a problem.
No.
Never had a problem. Well, apart from the problems that I just have in general.
Yeah.
Which led me to uploading a picture of a Grand Theft Auto character and using
instead of taking a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, the picture's so small. They look at it, okay, he's a white guy with beard and glasses.
Yeah,
and
in a dressing gown.
And then they see me, yeah, I'm wearing a dressing gown. You can't tell. It kind of looks like a flash shirt I'm wearing. But if you see a guy, you know, and you're like, that could be him. And then I open the door. And then
in the dressing gown. No, that's right.
Wearing slippers. Am I committing identity fraud by doing that, though?
From who? From your GTA character?
Yeah. Because I'm thinking if I ordered an Uber and I saw a photo of the driver and the driver was like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right.
I'd be like, no, wait a minute. Well, at least the ride's going to be quick. It's going to be a quick ride, eh?
Great.
Because he goes fast.
We know.
He does.
But what if the driver was your GTA character, though? And he was like, that's me. Because that's the ultimate fear when you steal someone's identity, that you'll bump into them.
So do you think the guy that had this passport of Justin Bieber's photo, do you think he was like, oh my God, I hope Justin Bieber is not on the same flight?
Exactly. That's what he was worried about. He wasn't thinking it. And that allayed his fear.
Oh, my God.
Gave him the confidence.
That would be embarrassing.
It's always the things you don't think about that get you, you know?
Oh, Mr. Bieber. Oh, please, come aboard. You're in economy. That's unusual. And you were born in 1967. You look great for your age, sir.
Yeah, you've changed a bit. Your passport photos. Was it an old picture? Because you're bald now.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got one eye. And
you're Latino. It's interesting.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Dungeons and Randomness is putting on Theriathon 2024 this Saturday starting at noon EST on twitch.tv/DANDR. What's Theriathon, you might be asking yourself? That is a fantastic question. It's 12 straight hours of D&D featuring three of our groups back to back to back. Every year has a different theme, and this year we've got something super special for you. Everyone wants to be an adventurer, but most folks simply don't have the skill for it, or they don't want to risk their lives. But the floating magic city of Umenyiro has the answer. High above it all, a small sect of mages have created something called Dreamscape, a way to implant fantastic adventuring memories into your brain without all that pesky risk of death. It almost always works perfectly fine, but recently, there have been some anomalies. That's where you lovely people come in. You can help guide each group to safety in case of any, you know, glitches that may occur during their games. Hopefully, with your help, we'll get everyone back to safety and, you know, defeat any ancient evil that may be lurking in the magic that we use to implant memories into brains. See you all there Saturday at noon Eastern for 12 hours of Theriathon.
We talked about crime, but we haven't yet talked about perhaps the biggest criminals that are out there.
Right.
They murder...
Serial killers.
They murder so many innocents. They They
psychopaths.
Shit, they shit everywhere. They into your garden and they shit in there.
What the fuck?
They murder millions.
How many of them are out there?
There are millions of them.
There's millions of them out there.
In fact, in my street, I think every house has one of these.
What? A serial killer hiding inside?
Hiding in plain sight.
That is awful.
Curled up in a chair. Without, you know, care in the world, just dozing away.
Wow, just no regrets for all the atrocities they committed.
It feels nothing. It's like the Terminator. It feels no emotion. It cannot be stopped ever. That's right, Lewis. I'm talking about cats. Not, you thought I was talking about a person, didn't you? You thought I was talking about people. No, I was talking about little push-push.
So what are Australia doing? A council in Australia. This is really doing it for me. Keep going. I'm nearly there.
So, cats are so bad, they're a problem. In Australia, they're having to take things very seriously.
Right.
Cats are not allowed to roam free in one small part of Australia, at least.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take your cat outside, it has to be on a lead. You're not allowed to just let it out roaming wild.
Okay. Now, the reasons I could think for this are, are obviously the first one would be
they would murder all the kangaroos.
Right, yes, that was it. The murder of local wildlife. Yeah. They had some protected bird or something they needed to look after or something like that. Second one would be for their own safety.
Kookaburra?
Don't cook them.
Galahs?
galahs are very much...
Yeah, vlaming galah. They're what about the bin chicken?
Yeah, the
ibis?
The ibis. No, I don't think so. I think it might be for their own safety because it might be a bit too hot and the cats are going to get toasty feet.
Why are you doing a Cypriot accent again?
No, this is my Australian accent.
Oh, right, okay.
As you well know, you funny bugger. You pommy c***.
I say, how dare you?
Let's scroll down and see what the actual answer is. It is for...
Protect wildlife and remove the risk of cats being hit by cars.
Right. Okay. So it's a bit of both.
In the 70s... there were wild dogs everywhere. Everyone had a dog and everyone would just let their dogs roam around wildly.
But fortunately, cars killed most of them. You know.
Jesus.
So they gradually reduced the problem down.
Look at that, a cat with a pigeon.
But, obviously,
holy shit.
Since then, cats have gone out of control and getting themselves hit by cars. I think the cars thing is just an excuse. Do you know what I mean?
To make cat owners, you know, more likely to...
take the pill, yeah. It's like, oh, but my little sweet boy never hurt a fly. He never kills anything.
And he likes going outside and shitting in my neighbour's garden.
Yeah. And, oh, but if it's for his own safety, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have to coat these things for little do they know, their cat... The one of the worst offenders.
Oh my god!
He's got like this little chalkboard in blood, like under the house, where he's like, he's got like a trophy cabinet where he's collected like every rare bird's like feather.
Oh my
god! He's got them pinned up. It's like a submarine with like confirmed kills. You know, like hundreds of like dot, 5, 10 every time. You like paw print slashes them.
And one day, you know, the people that live there, they hear something underneath the house and they're like, I think there's someone underneath the house. Call the police. And they call the police and there's, you know, the
police go missing.
There's a guy, he's eating his sandwich.
Oh, right.
And there's the rookie cop and they get the torch out. They look underneath.
The rookie cop is like,
all these trophies of these birds.
Don't worry, I've seen worse than this.
It's your first time, son. You ain't never been to a serial killer cat's lair before, have you? Oh, it gets old real fast.
Yeah, there's hundreds of them. Hundreds just like this, underneath normal unsuspecting houses. You never know. They look so cute and fluffy, you want to cuddle them? You want to stroke them? You want to give them a good pet and say, oh, good kitty.
Good kitty. Good kitty. Push, 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 push.
Little do you know, in that mind, he's working up a devious scheme to kill and mutilate innocent wildlife. They never saw it coming. That little parrot was tweeting away on a stick, singing a lovely song.
I can imagine there's like a little girl, she's holding a stick, and on the end of the stick's a parrot. It's like, I love my parrot, he's my best friend.
She turns away for a second.
Oh, what's that over there? I think I see...
There's a cat dancing or something. It's like a distraction.
Cat.
Yeah. They work in like teams.
That's weird.
And one comes from behind. Before she know it.
Paulina!
Never seen again. It's a tragedy. But, you know, that's you know, that's what you get. You know, you get the rough with the smooth.
There's an interesting stat here. So there's obviously domesticated cats and then there's just feral cats.
Yes.
In many places, including Australia. They say urban cats, domesticated cats with owners, kill 30 times more wildlife than adult cats that are out in the bush. I think the reason is, right, that there's more, like, mice... rats, little birds, all feeding off of like human refuse.
I see. It's easy prey.
So that's
like Dexter.
There's massive populations of vermin.
I see.
And the cats.
Yeah, like Dexter, he's killing the vermin.
The cats are killing. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
I see.
That's why people domesticated cats.
I see.
Because cats were hanging out.
So you're saying we need more
cats. Where there were humans. Where humans had farms and were storing produce, and so vermin started eating the produce. The cats showed up because the vermin was there, their prey, and then people were like, these cats, they're very cute,
they're
lovely
also
little
very cuddly.
Very useful.
Yeah.
And so that's how...
And they shit in our neighbour's garden.
And that's probably the best thing.
That is the best thing.
That's probably the best thing.
Especially when they're going
because
out to plant some...
those people next
plant
door.
Plant some daffodils
they're noisy,
or marigolds or whatever.
They
those
smell.
Kids are really annoying. They're out on the trampoline. They do the lawn mowing every Saturday morning.
They kicked that ball over into my garden two and a half years ago.
I popped it and just threw it back. But, you know, they keep doing it.
I put
it.
Like a kitchen knife in it and I threw the ball with the knife still in
That's
it
right.
back over the wall.
I, you know, I set fire to that dog poo in the bag and put it there through the letterbox, you know.
No, you leave it on the doorstep outside and ring the bell.
Oh, and then they...
You don't put it, because that's literally what you're suggesting. That's a crime.
Well, their house burned down after that.
Well, yeah.
That was a couple of years of peace.
Well, it wasn't, because my house also burned down, because we're in a terrace.
Yeah,
it was
a couple of years of peace, though, in prison.
Yeah.
It was a lovely time. Hardly bothered at all in there. Anyone who came in, I shanked with my sharpened toothbrush between the ribs. That's where you get them.
And where do you keep the toothbrush so that the screws don't find it?
Under my pillow.
Yeah, but they search your cell.
Oh, they never search under the pillow. It's too obvious.
Yeah, they do. That's first place.
No, they just...
time to search your cell. Oh, let's have a look under that pillow first. Oh, there's nothing there.
Where do you hide it, Lewis?
Well, no, it's in the pillowcase, you see.
I need you to say, up your asshole. prison pocket.
I'm not saying it's in my prison pocket.
I'm not saying it's not in my prison pocket.
Exactly. It's in a pot noodle, which has been sellotaped back up, so it looks like it was never opened. An unopened pot, that's how weed into Glastonbury, cut that.
Oh my God. Yeah, cut that. Cut that bit. Bleep that bit out.